This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
This is Rach and Dean with Jax in the back for the drive home.
We try our best to show you love, Dean.
Yeah. You need to try a little bit harder, Jax.
I'm sorry. So needy, our Dean.
I'm a little bit needy today. I don't know what's come over me.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because the car is quite full today because we've got a new car member. We have Tristan in the boot.
Yay.
G'day, guys.
Hey,
Tristan.
G'day.
How are you doing? Give an applause for Tristan.
Hooray. Welcome.
Now, of course, regular listeners to Joy will know Tristan's dulcet tones from CNC Drive Factory.
Yes, and I've been on other shows as well.
Well, what else have you done?
I've been on Been There, Done That, and I've been on Gordon in the mornings, Too Late for Breakfast, and also the afternoon show with Gordon as well.
You're a seasoned pro. Maybe you sit on the side of the desk, Tristan, and hit some of the buttons for me.
Mm. And as well, if you don't recognise the name Tristan, maybe that's because the CNC Drive Factory had a little nickname for you. What did they call you?
Minion.
Minion. And why were you the Minion?
Because I was always hanging around them.
Oh, Minions are great.
With which to put you in the boot.
We love Despicable Me.
Oh, they're the little yellow things.
Yeah. Hmm. They're great fun. Thanks for joining us on our show, Tristan.
That's all right.
And what are you're going to be doing our live reads and helping us out with everything interesting.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's good to meet you. You're no longer a stranger. But speaking of strangers, this is Halsey with Strangers. You're on Joy.
She doesn't look me in the eyes anymore. Too scared of 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean, with Jax in the back and Tristan's in the boot for the drive home on Tuesday's 14 minutes past four.
Hey guys, so we've got a little bit of a tweet happening today. Ah. All right, so today's Trump tweet is actually from Chrissy Teigen. So she's done a bit of a clap back. Apparently that's the way that you describe...
clap back. So for everyone who doesn't know Chrissy Teigen, Jack, who is she?
Chrissy Teigen is just a super awesome chick who was a model, possibly even a singer. Anyway, she's married to John Legend.
Oh,
and she just,
he's a singer.
He's a singer.
I know him.
And she just runs the Twitter universe.
All right, so she's clapped
back. She's
the
queen of Twitter.
Yes.
What has she clapped, Rach?
All right, so Donald Trump sent out a tweet saying he's going to remove all of the evil from the country.
Oh.
And so she replied to him saying, "What time shall we call your Uber?"
That's a nice one. Good clapback.
Well,
do you have
it
a clap
turns
back noise?
Out Donald Trump has now actually blocked her on Facebook.
Ooh.
She said, after 9 years of hating Donald Trump, finally, oh, now it's not
on
letting
Facebook
me.
Or on Twitter? Or both?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter. It's not letting me see the picture anymore.
That's fine.
She basically said, like, lol, you're a joke. And that was the last straw for him.
Right.
And he finally blocked her on Twitter. But then a hater of Chrissy Teigen, possibly a lover of Donald Trump, said, "And that's probably the best thing you'll ever have happen to you. Congrats on peaking." And she was like, what? Like, I have not peaked. But
excuse
she's like,
me.
I have a best-selling book, great boobs, a family I love, and I'm literally eating pasta on a lake in Italy. And I'm married rich. She's like, nothing but facts.
Exactly.
That
is
good.
Peaking.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
Oh, we're catching the feels here on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean and Jackson in the back and Tristan's in the boot.
Yes, I did a weird tongue thing then. Rah!
I thought Jacqueline definitely caught the feels.
That was Katy Perry doing that, singing along in that
was
song.
Was it?
Do you like a bit of singing, don't you, Jax?
I do like a bit of singing. I like a little sing-song. I used to be an okay singer in high school. I did a lot of musicals and trained my voice, and then sometimes I have a few diaries. Doesn't matter. Move on. And I've always had a love-hate relationship with karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal because some people take it seriously. I don't think karaoke is like the medium for someone who, like, you don't want to hear anyone being good at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's more fun because it intimidates everyone. It's just fun. You have a few drinks responsibly and you just bang out a tune. You know, it's like therapy.
It is a little bit. It's not like being, you don't need to be pitch perfect. You just have to have a good time.
No.
Give it a go.
And it's all about, it's like air guitar. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, it's the performance and everyone just gets on board. Like, yeah, make everyone feel great.
Because who likes karaoke?
Who does?
The Bears.
Oh.
But they call it berry-oaky.
And what, do they sing sort of big hairy numbers? Like, what do they
no,
sing?
In fact, they do show tunes. It's like,
oh, yeah. Well, it's, you have to have a... you can't just sing... You can't just have a sing. You have to, like, just embody the song.
Do you have a go-to number, Jax?
I do now.
You do
and
now.
This is going to surprise no one.
Uh-huh.
I like Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know. Can you guess why?
Angry dumb single female.
Did you say angry dumb?
Dumped. No, not dumb. No, dumped. Unlucky in love.
Who the hell? I am not dumped. Excuse me, I'm the dumper.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, look, I was dumped once. It's fine. It's 11 years ago. I'm still talking about it. But yeah, so it's a good one because, you know, you start off a bit slow and then it's just yelling. Almost like, you know, Kelisa's I Hate You So Much Right Now.
I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then you get into it. Everyone's cheering. You jump into the crowd. They lift you on your shoulders. It's a great time.
The only time I've really done karaoke and not been ashamed is when I was over in the US and my friend and I both sung I Come From a Land Down Under.
Mm.
It is not a karaoke song. It is quite difficult to sing the verses to a tune.
It is a weird sort of, it's a weird song. I did one gig in New York, stand-up gig, and when I was going on, they were trying to hit, like, put me off by playing I Come From London Under. I'm like, they're like, do you want a Vegemite sandwich? I'm like, shut up. But that's my thing. Yeah. Dean, you were saying, what's your feelings on karaoke?
Well, see, I can't do it. I'm a little bit too, I have perfectionism issues.
Oh, see, that's
what you mean. To be the good singer.
Well, yeah, I want to be pitch perfect, and I want to get the lyrics right. But I can never get the lyrics right when you do karaoke.
No, it's just about how you feel.
How you feel.
Yeah, you just got to go, do you get lyrics wrong often?
I often get lyrics wrong. I don't really listen. For me, lyrics are indicative rather than actual. Mm. Except when I'm singing them and they have to be actual, not indicative. It's kind of a bit complex.
I feel like the ingredient that makes a good karaoke song is a song that will get the rest of the audience singing with you.
Yeah, that's, like, that's the vibe. It's not. Let's
train out of Sydney.
Exactly.
What's that song called?
It's K-Sung.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
Martin, but it's a great one.
Everyone sings.
I wanted to know what everyone's go-to karaoke song is, because you're like, nah, karaoke. I've got a list. Like, this is what I'm doing. It's gonna get everyone riled up.
So, what's your go-to karaoke song? Yeah. Now, Tristan, what's the number that people can ring us on?
You can phone Simon on 1300 JOY 949.
Or you can send an SMS to 0427 JOY 949.
Or on air at joy.org.au.
Yeah, let us know your karaoke tunes.
I'm going to have Celine Dion, I got to say. I'm just Celine Dion.
Oh, so you want
everyone
to...
It's all coming back to me now. Yeah, yeah.
Is that a nice... Oh, it's a good one.
Like a Jantham.
I'm gonna crash car.
Goodness, see, you can improv. And everyone's going to have a laugh and a good time.
Absolutely.
Given all.
Live, we're standing by our man with Tammy Wynette.
That was a little bit of a funkier version. It's like faster and more sharp. Stand by your man.
Yeah,
but only if he's worth standing by, can I just say that? Can I just bring everyone down?
This is like becoming routine for you, Jack.
I think that's my brand, to be honest. Yeah, I just stand by someone if they're not pulling their weight.
Well, do you know who I've always wanted to stand by?
Well, who's that?
A sister.
A sister?
I've always wanted a sister, simply so that I can do karaoke and do sisters are doing that for themselves.
Didn't Carly and Danny do that on Young Talent Time years ago? I think they did that.
I don't think I'm old enough to know that.
Oh, thanks.
This is becoming quite a thing for you, Rach.
I'm almost middle-aged.
But sisters, like that's just saying, you know, like friends, girls, girlfriends. Like,
hey, girlfriend.
You can just get an honorary sister.
Oh, my God, Jack. Can we go do karaoke together?
Yes, we can. Right
Dean,
now.
Dean, I'd invite you, but you're not our sister.
He could be our sister.
Mr. Sister.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's time for Dean's Dilemma. Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. Because you don't know how hard it is for us almost middle-aged gay white males.
It's very difficult.
Hey, on the weekend, I got invited to a party.
Must be really hard.
Oh, so hard. Mm-hmm. It was a friend's birthday, and their party was in Emerald.
Oh!
Not the Emerald City, no. Just Emerald.
We welcome you.
Do you know where Emerald is?
It's up sticks.
It's not Zone 1, Toto. No, it's a long way away.
It's a hot air balloon to get there.
Yeah, but also the party, though, it was a surprise party. Surprise for Terry. Now, I don't know what surprised her more when we went, surprise, or that I was outside Zone 1. I think that's
the
thing. But it got me to thinking, do you like surprises? Because I don't know that I do. I think I'm of an age now where I like to keep things organised and structured, and I like to know what's coming. I don't like to be sort of thrown off kilter. I like a bit of warning.
Yes.
What do you think?
I love surprises, but I always kind of have an inkling that a surprise is coming.
Oh, yeah. You get your Nancy Drew on. You look for the hints and the clues.
Yeah.
No, I love surprises too. I just don't get them often.
Aww.
I think I'm too, because I don't
except
know.
Except for when your toilet overflowed and that was
that's a different surprise.
That wasn't breakdown. Thanks for bringing that up. That's not a surprise. What happened to you for your birthday? Oh, my toilet literally shat itself.
Joy, 94.9.
Strange, I can't believe that I'm alone in sand. Hey guys, it's your boy Tim O'Matic here, and you are listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jack in the back for the drive home this Tuesday night.
And we have Alex on the line from the Big Smoke. Hey, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
So well. We are very, very interested to know. You've got some advice about how alcohol may help us remember stuff we learned earlier. What does that mean?
So normally we think that alcohol is going to make us forget everything.
Yes.
And I think we've all been there. But, you know, the studies that they've done into how the brain responds to alcohol is quite interesting, because they're finding that alcohol affects memory, but it actually impacts brain-stored information. So what that means is you might stop new memories from forming when you start drinking, so that's why you don't remember texting that person at 3 a.m.
We all know that person, yes.
Yeah, but you're more likely to remember stuff you may have learned earlier in the day.
Oh, so it unlocks that.
Yes, it's the way alcohol intake blocks the short-term memory circuits, but long-term memories can then be consolidated. So it's a really interesting way to do it.
To study as well. So you're just studying for an exam and then just go out and have a few beers. We don't glorify that here at Joy 94.9, but it could help you remember that.
Look, I'm not recommending you get drunk every time you have an exam. But I am saying
it does
that the research is suggesting that your brain will function well based on your previous memories.
Imagine being part of the trial squad for this research and they're like, oh, we're looking for people who don't mind a glass of red or six so that we can test your brain functionality.
I think it's a great, you know, what they did was they made people in the study do word learning tasks. So you had to learn certain things and then repeat the words back to the researchers, and then you'd have to keep drinking beer.
Oh, maybe that'll help you learn a language as well. If you go overseas, like Italy, and try to learn Italian and then just have some beautiful wine, and it'll sink in.
Yeah, or does it only work with beer, Alex? Or did they test different forms of alcohol?
I think it's any form of alcohol works. But, again, it comes back to the whole concept of you can't use this as an opportunity to try to, like, you know, do really well at your next big work board meeting.
Don't try it at home sort of thing.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Thank you so much, Alex. Once again, the Big Smoke is delivering such interesting little tidbits of information that if otherwise we wouldn't know about.
All the big news stories, they happen right here with Alex every Tuesday at 5:45.
All the important stuff.
All the important
stuff. Goodies.
Thanks,
Alex. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
This lady was at a cafe with her daughter, and her daughter had gone off to the loo, and her mum, she comes back, her mum's having a drink of wine. She's like giggling and going, oh, she's like, Mum, what are you giggling at? And she's like, oh, that cute little dash hound having a snooze over there. She's like, what dash hound? And her mum's pointing it out. She's trying to see it. And she's just like, I just don't see this dash hound. Turns out the woman sitting at the other table has a brown purse on the ground next to her, and the mother, with her terrible sight, thought that it looked like a dash hound. Turns out, though, this isn't the only case of this, because people have been responding to this girl's article about her mother thinking a bag was a dash hound with many, many images of bags that they've thought were dogs.
So it wasn't a dash hound, it was a handbag.
It was just a handbag.
Dash hound bag.
So it got me thinking, what is something that I've mistaken to be something else? And when I was living over in America, I had a salad, and I was, you know, you add your own things on it.
Oh, so do-it-yourself salad. Like
do-it-yourself salad. And so I was like, okay, pick up the carrot, sprinkle the carrot on top, go to the next thing, do that. Anyway, put the salad in my mouth. I went, oh, tastes like soap. Turns out I put jack cheese, not carrot, on my salad.
Oh, you mistook the carrot for the cheese.
And you think cheese is a little bit of a soapy cheese.
Well, I feel like the jack cheese tasted soapy.
It's a very fake kind of cheese.
Oh, it was horrendous, but it's that bright orange colour, and I just had no idea. So tell me, what have you mistaken for something else?
Joy.
All right, so I was having a little bit of a talk about things that you might mistake for something else, and Tristan has a story for us.
Yes, I had a friend once, and when his mum was doing cooking one day in the wok, instead of using the cooking spray, she used fly spray in the wok.
Oh.
goodness. No. Did she keep on going or did she realise?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh. But Tristan, was she frying some flies? Hello.
Fried little
flies. No, I think she was doing a bit of a stir fry.
Bit of a stir fly.
Stir fly, maybe. Oh, so many zingers.
Zing, zing,
and
zing.
Also, great. I used to belong to this community place and his mum... It was doing washing one time, clothes washing. Instead of using the washing powder, she used bird seed in the washing powder.
Oh,
in, you know, well, that doesn't work.
No, make your clothes clean. That's hilarious. That's a good example of mistaking something for something else.
Joy 94.9.
Here's a little song. Happy birthday to you. Do you know I'm singing this?
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Today is the birthday of many, many, many equine animals.
Or horses, as we like to call them.
Tried to be smart. Did not do the opposite of that.
But did you know that today, the 1st of August,
yes,
is the birthday of all horses born in the Southern Hemisphere? So if you're born in the
understand.
North, different birthday.
Yeah.
In the Southern Hemisphere, it's your birthday.
Oh. Wait, so they're all born today? The horses just crossed their legs?
Oh, my gosh.
Until the 1st of August?
There's a mass delivery of horses. Yeah. No. It wasn't
meh, meh, meh.
Full
I feel like that could be.
So no one's special? Like, no one has a special birthday?
It's a bit unkind, isn't it? Why don't they all get gifts?
Because I'd hate to be a twin, because I wouldn't have my birthday to myself. Oh, you know, another family member.
Trigger warning, right, Jax? Warning.
I'm
a twin, and I can...
Are you?
I know.
Oh, I should have...
I've just outed myself on air, but yeah, I've got a twin sister, but I suffered under having to share a birthday cake for my whole life.
Oh, my gosh.
And that wasn't fair.
Did they have two cakes and then just, like, join them up?
No, we had one cake with blue candles on one side and pink on the other side, and we'd light them up, blow them out, and then my little brother would have a go. So I shared it with my sister, but with my baby brother. But back to the horses.
Yes. So why does it occur?
So it's based on the breeding season of horses, and it's so that in the racing world, they can standardise the age of a horse. So every horse born before this date is of a certain age. Every horse born after this date is of another age.
So, like if you're playing for the under-15s footy club,
yeah,
it's a way of saying, okay, so you're all born on this day, which therefore makes you under 15, right?
If horses play football, but of course they don't.
But
that
no.
would just be wrong.
They play Marco Polo.
What Marco!
Hang on,
they play just Polo. No, they don't play Marco Polo.
I didn't mean that, but that's kind of funny, right?
It is kind of. This is Robin. This is with every heartbeat.
She's Robinus.
She's Robinus. The last continue on Rachel Dean with Jack in the back.
Keep trying, but
brings us to an end of another show. Thank you to everybody who messaged in, and big thank you to Simon on the front desk.
Remember, follow us on our Facebook. It's Rach and Dean. That's the same as our Twitter and our Instagram. And get going.
Social with
get
us.
Social with
we
us.
We also, if you want to listen to it all again, us getting flustered, cinematic, we go to our podcasts. That is joy.org.au/RachandDean or on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate and review our podcasts.
So stick around. We've got Richard with the news headlines coming up at 6:30 and the Informer next. And until next time, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Good
see
night.
Ya.
I love you.
My friends keep saying that I need patience. Fools rush and better slow down. They keep talking about good things come. But I don't want to wait. My heart is aching. I'm not mistaken. The moment I saw you, my whole world started to change. You could be what I've been.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.